USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet for the first time. Part of his discussion is on a broad-based effort to pitch his $2 trillion plus infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the corporate tax hike that's proposed to fund the bill will be harmful.
Businesses and CEOs don't pay higher taxes. People do. They pay them in higher prices. They pay them if they're employees in lower wages. They pay them in lower returns on investment.
The president calls the plan a once-in-a-generation investment in America. He says he's sticking to his campaign pledge to not raise taxes on people earning less than $400,000 a year. During a press conference, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will fight the infrastructure bill every step of the way. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The fourth day of the criminal trial against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin began with prosecutors retracing the final days of George Floyd's life. Acquaintances of Floyd took the stand and spoke of the 46-year-old man's character and his life in Minneapolis. Among those testifying is Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, who said Floyd had tested positive for COVID-19 2 months before he died during the arrest by Chauvin and three other officers in May of 2020. She also spoke about how she and Floyd struggled with opioid addiction. Jurors also heard from an employee of the store that Floyd visited shortly before his death and saw a new video of the arrest from the market. Chauvin, who faces conviction on a murder or manslaughter charge, kept his knee pressed down on the back of George Floyd's neck for several minutes during the arrest before he died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A New York congresswoman is speaking out about the state's penal system. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A black man is facing charges accused of a violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in Midtown New York City on Monday. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
This is what's happening in radical cities and states like ours here in New York, where the policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street. In this particular case, it was Governor Cuomo's appointed parole board that allowed this individual to be released. He was sentenced to 15 years to life. So after 17 years, was put back on the street, was living in a homeless shelter, and he committed this heinous act against this Asian woman just blocks away.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends First. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.